The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Wow, I don't recall a day like this. I got in, we started the show, and Tillerson was fired. Then the State Department came out and said, yeah, he found out about it from Donald Trump's tweet. And then the State Department responded also saying he was surprised by it. An official statement, which was really quite interesting.
He found out about it through a tweet.
Yeah. And then 18 minutes later, we find out that the personal aide to the president last night was escorted from the White House by Secret Service so rapidly that he couldn't take any of his stuff. And one of the Secret Service guys had to go back in to get his coat. Not the Secret Service guys, go the guy they were escorting, the personal aide to the president. They had to go get his coat.
One of the first people who joined the campaign with Trump. He was, you know, a very close associate for a long time. People, you know, were saying he was the last one of that really close
circle.
He
was a golf coach.
After Hope Hicks left.
Right, but he was a golf coach, right? 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 I mean, is there...
I know he was... They described him as a trick shot quarterback.
Right. Isn't that a golf coach?
No. Quarterback is not. Nothing to do with golf, Glenn. My God.
Well, I didn't think of quarterback. I thought it was more like a coach, you know. Trick shots with... What are you doing? You're throwing the football off of the rail?
Of all the news that's broken today, what just happened.
Okay, was all right.
Just
okay, I'm sorry to make this worse. I'm sorry to make this worse. Okay, so anyway.
Big close associate. He has, as you described, he leaves and no one knows why. Initially, they indicate he's going to go. They're saying maybe it's a security clearance issue. We know they've had some issues with that.
And my radar went up because it happened last night, but it was revealed 18 minutes after they revealed the big news.
Right.
So it looked to me like, hey, but gotta wait, throw this in quick.
Yeah, right. Initially they were saying, man, he's going to go work for the campaign. It's no big deal. Now they are saying he's under investigation for serious financial crimes.
Oh, that's not helpful.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly what the details are on that. But, I mean, again, that's not Trump's fault.
No,
it's just another moment of chaos, potentially, that they have to deal with there. So there you go. And by the way, a lot of people are... So how much time do we have, Sarah? Do we have a minute to play this Pompeo audio? Okay, yeah, let's play this quickly. Because a lot of people are saying this is, you know...
This is about Russia. Yeah. He's not going to... Pompeo, he was only going after Tillerson because of Russia. He didn't want to have... Tillerson was going to go after Russia, and Trump doesn't want anybody to go after Russia.
Because Tillerson said a negative thing about Russia yesterday, and they're trying to tie that in. They put Pompeo in charge. Does this guy sound like he's weak on Russia and WikiLeaks? Listen.
Seek to use that information. Make individuals such as Julian Assange and Edward Snowden seek to use that information to make a name for themselves. As long as they make a splash, they care nothing about the lives they put at risk or the damage they cause to national security. WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service. It has encouraged its followers to find jobs at the CIA in order to obtain intelligence. It's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia. In January of this year, our intelligence community determined that Russian military intelligence, the GRU, had used WikiLeaks to release data of U.S. victims that the GRU had obtained through cyber operations against the Democratic National Committee. And the report also found that Russia's primary propaganda outlet, RT, has actively collaborated with WikiLeaks.
I mean,
Assange and his ilk make common cause with dictators today.
I mean, that's stronger language than I've heard from anybody.
Especially Tillerson,
anybody.
Who was criticized initially for not being tough on Russia.
Yeah.
The idea that the left is now trying to turn this into he's trying to get out of the Russia investigation thing is nonsense.
And
Pompeo's much tougher on Russia than Tillerson was.
And I thought it was interesting that right off the hip, as he was going on to Marine One today, he was asked about Theresa May and what Theresa May said about Russia. And he said, if they come back this afternoon with me and they say it is indeed Russia, I'll take that at face value, and there will be consequences, and we'll be dealing with Russia too. So he's not going soft on Russia.
Glenn Beck.
Mercury.